Good morning and shalom. I want to greet all of us in Jesus' name. I come to you today as we continue to learn to listen to the voice of God, verse by verse, word by word. I know it's the will of God for us to let the word enter into our souls. It brings light to every soul. It is always good to let the word comes in. And the word comes in when we study it, when we engage with the word. We study, we read, we meditate, we memorize, and we pray through those words, and we apply them in our lives. We reflect on them, we share with other people. This is what we are supposed to do in the Word of God. So this hour, I want us to reflect on the book of John 18 and verses 12 to 18. And this is about how Jesus was able to win the soul of a disciple who was going through guilt. How Jesus was able to win the soul of Peter as he went through guilt. The last night of Jesus on earth, before he headed or he was taken and crucified, was a very difficult night for the disciples. We have already established the disciples were going through great trauma. They were going through great problem. They were so confused. They didn't know what to do. And Jesus kept on encouraging them that his going was important for them, was beneficial for them, was beneficial for the King, was beneficial for God the Father, God the Son. He promised that after he left, the Holy Spirit would come, because Jesus would ask God the Father to send God the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit would encourage them, would comfort them, would teach them, would walk with them, and we will be able to give them whatever they need. He'll tell them what, he'll remind them the things Jesus had taught. He'll remind them the things Jesus wants to be known that particular time. And he'll also be able to tell them of the things that they expect even in the future. What a good thing to have the Holy Spirit with us. Then Jesus said, I don't want you to go. For me, I'm going, but where I'm going, you cannot come now, but you come later. But in the meantime, as you're here, you are supposed to be productive. You are supposed to bear fruit for the King. That's why I'm leaving you behind. He prayed. But then, because of that, he said, I don't consider you to be slaves. You are more than slaves. You are actually my friends. And you are more than my friends. You are my sons. You're the sons of our Father. Because my Father and you, my Father is a Father, is my Father, and is also a Father to you. And so this time, Jesus also told them that there will be hatred. Those people who hate him, they're also going to hate the disciples. But then he prayed for them. He prayed for unity. Now, where we are now, we discover that Jesus is arrested at the middle of the night, because Jesus took them to the place of prayer where they could also pray for themselves, not only to be prayed for, but Jesus also wanted them to pray for themselves. And then in the middle of prayer, of course, the disciples slept. But in the middle of prayer, the enemy came to arrest Jesus Christ. Of course, they were to take Jesus because his hour had already come. But that time is where I want us to reflect. That is John 18, 12 to allow 27, you know, allow there. Yes, we want to look at, you know, John 18, 12, 27. How do we win those guilty disciples?
When Jesus
was arrested, the disciples deserted. They ran away from Jesus. But Peter followed Jesus at a distance together with another disciple. And when they got to the place of the high priest, the home of the high priest, the other disciple was allowed in. Peter was crossed out. But when the other disciple, who is John, went in, went talk about on behalf of Peter, and Peter came, you know, was allowed in. But the moment he was allowed in, he was asked the first question. You are not one of his disciples, are you? Then he said, no, I am not. That was a big bummer. He denied Jesus. And that denial of Jesus created guilt in Peter. And as if that is not enough, it was cold. And Peter warmed himself together with the rest of those strange people. And as he was standing there, another person said, you are not one of them. He said, no, I am not. More guilt continued to get into the lives of Peter. In fact, another one who really had seen him very well, a relative of the man that Peter had already cut at night, said, did I not see you at the garden? Of course, Peter remembered that he had cut someone. And Peter vowed and cast himself, or he refused with a curse and says, I don't know this person. And he opened the gate in his soul of more guilt. So he is a very guilty man. His soul is full of guilt. And what is guilt? Guilt is the condition or the realization that you have not measured up to the standards of the king, or measure up to the standard of the authority. Guilt is when you know that you have crossed a boundary. For example, if you are told not to do this and this other one, and you crossed that one, that what you feel is guilt. There's positive guilt, of course, because when you sin, or when I sin, because sinning is crossing boundary, I should feel the positive guilt, what the Bible calls godly sorrow. And for the godly sorrow, it will bring repentance. So there's a guilt that is of godly sorrow, and that one brings repentance. But there's an ungodly sorrow, or godly, and you know, guilt that takes people to hell, that takes people outside. Now, this was the same guilt that captured the former disciple of Jesus, Judas, until he killed himself. Judas, of course, he killed himself because of the same guilt. How do I know? The other gospel books, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they said, especially Matthew, that when Judas realized that he had betrayed an innocent man, and he realized that Jesus was condemned to crucifixion, he returned the money and he said, I have betrayed an innocent blood. But then he said, what does that mean to us? And then he threw the money out. That is guilt. And he ran, took a rope, and killed himself. That was negative guilt. So this was another person called Peter, and he is also going through the same negative guilt because of betraying Jesus. And Jesus had to do something so that he does not go the way of Judas. And so there he was, Peter, very guilty, weeping. So after that time he denied Jesus, he left that court of the high priest. It was not night, and he went out weeping, very guilty. And He was so traumatized by guilt. He went to what we call the valley of the shadow of guilt. And that guilt removed Peter from the service. Guilt interferes with our productivity. Remember, Jesus said that the reason why my Father chose you, the reason why I chose you, is that you may bear fruit and your fruit may abide. Guilt affects our productivity. Guilt affects our service. Guilt affects our calling. Guilt affects our ministry. And it is good to confront this negative guilt. Because as Peter left that night, he was not even able to come to the cross. Or by the cross, women were there, John was there, but Peter and the rest of the disciples, they could not be able to come. And remember, all this time, Peter was a very courageous man. Peter was a very talkative man. Peter was a very bold man. Every time Jesus would even make some statement, Peter would always be able to speak. This was a night that Peter was broken. Of course, this guilt brought repentance. At the end of the day, God allowed this guilt to bring repentance in him. It broke him out. You see, I finished this by looking at the names of Peter. Peter was brought to Jesus by his brother Andrew. That is John chapter 1. When Andrew encountered Jesus and stayed with Jesus, he went first and looked for Peter and brought Peter to Jesus. But when Jesus saw Peter, he gave him a name and he called him Peter. The former name of Peter was called Simon, son of Jonah. And that was his name. But Jesus nicknamed him, or he named him Peter. The name Simon means God hears, or God listens. Or it means listening to God, hearing God. That was his name. But when Jesus gave him the name Peter, Peter means rock. It means stone. It means a pebble. And sometimes I think Peter might have mistook his character that Jesus intended him to have of boldness, and he forgot the character of him for hearing God. How do I say this? When Jesus discovered, or Jesus knew that he would be crucified, he knew that. Of course, he told the disciples. Peter was supposed to have heard. But I think his name, Peter, could have affected his character. Because instead of hearing God, he became obstinate to God. Remember, even when Jesus would speak to Peter that he's going to die, this name Peter, always he would always object. And Jesus told him that it is written that the shepherd, that God will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. Peter knew this. He was supposed to have listened to that. Jesus had also told Peter that the enemy has requested or asked that he sift you as wheat. But Jesus said, I prayed for you. He did not say, I've stopped him. Peter was supposed to have listened to that. So what you're saying is that the name that Jesus gave this man called Simon, hearing, all God hears, all I hear God, all I listen to God, and he was given the name rock, stone, that name probably could have changed his character instead of combining the hearing God. Because he was told that he would be a rock, not to bar him between God and himself, but for God to be able to establish the church. And so he took the negative part of the name, and he did not hear God speak to him. And this night, Peter was seriously broken by this guilt. He wept and he felt broken. I think this was the first time he cried. And after this weeping, he left and he was determined to leave the ministry. Why do I know that? Because later on, I see Jesus saying, Peter says, I'm going fishing. But unfortunately, he took with him even people who were not fishermen. And that night, they got nothing. But Jesus was able to win him again from this negative guilt. And he asked him and decommissioned him to feed his sheep, to feed his lamb. So we need to realize that Jesus continues to win us. Not only when we came to him, not only when Peter came to him, when he was brought by Andrew, he is being won even this time. And this is not enough. Peter, we will see him when he will be able to stand in as his name ought to have meant, to have an attribute where the church, a rock or a stone, where the church will be established in the beginning of the church. Because the Bible says that we are built on the foundation of apostles, and Peter was part of that foundation. But that foundation should not be to stop us from hearing God. Lord God, we want to thank you that you may walk together with us. You win us from the negative guilt, so that, Lord, we'll be able to stand in and hear you and listen to you. May you help us. May you reach us out, oh God, when we go through this guilt. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.